Hello and welcome to an amazing episode of Alchemizing Your Business Finances Summit, part of the Tapping into Abundance Success podcast. Today I am joined with the amazing Katie Colella. Hello, Katie.
Hey, Vicky. Thanks so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. So, Katie, tell me a little bit about you before we dive into any more here.
Okay, so I tend to work with mainly females in service-based businesses, helping them kind of grow their list, get more leads, get more sales. I do that with mainly Facebook ads. I've been in the kind of online world, if you like, or actually I've been in the entrepreneurial world since I was 18. I started my first business then. And I've only kind of been employed for a few years in my 20s. Apart from that, I've always been starting businesses. I've sold a few businesses along the way, in all different things. So I don't know if I feel like I've tried lots of different things, service-based, product, online, in person, kind of done it all. And I kind of feel all those different businesses have then brought me together to do what I'm doing now. And I absolutely love the space that I'm in now. And I love, really passionate about helping women kind of grow their business for their version of success. So yeah, that's what I'm all about now.
Brilliant, amazing. So you'd say you're a seasoned expert, really, right?
Oh, that's a bit hard. I don't know. I still struggle with the word expert. But yeah, I've been around a long time.
It's funny, isn't it, how different words can impact different people.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's like in my world, I work a lot with my clients on their business finances because they struggle with it, but not because they struggle with inviting people into their world, simply because they struggle with the word sale. So making sale becomes a problem because it brings up this resistance. Whereas if you look at it in a different way, you change the wording, it then becomes more fun and engaging. So I teach my clients about invitations. We're not going out there to sell. What we're going out to do is inviting people to change their fucking lives.
Okay? Yeah, absolutely. Exactly that. Yeah, put a different spin on it. It does. It's just that word sales brings up so many like icks for people, doesn't it? And it is weird. Like, we're in business, we're supposed to be making sales. Hello. Otherwise, what are we doing? We're just playing at something. But yeah, you're quite right. Like, turning that around and realizing we come from a place of service and actually there to help people. And like you said, you know, change their life. Hello. Quite
Yeah,
a big thing.
exactly. I mean, I work very much in the spiritual entrepreneurial field, and something I find a lot of the time is their energy is just so giving and so loving and so nurturing. Yeah. I just want to serve. I just want to freaking serve. I'm like, I get it, but you need to have that energy exchange.
Yes.
And I've actually noticed a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs using the energy exchange as instead of a sale or instead of an investment word or anything like that. The energy feels too heavy for them. So, Katie, I'm waffling on, but here is all about you today and how you serve your community in being able to bring in more leads, to be able to grow their business, to be able to alchemize their business finances. So how do you do that with your clients? What is your, I'm not going to use the word expert. What's your area of, where's your area of magic?
So I am a certified business strategist and I do offer business mentoring. I feel like, you know, all these different things I quite happily would do. I do like a bit of diversity as well. But predominantly, and actually I've just started a new offering with like WhatsApp automation, because I feel like that's a really important next step as well. But predominantly, I work with clients as a meta ad strategist. So with their Facebook and Instagram ads to grow their list, to grow their audience, to get them more leads and more sales, to help them grow and scale their business, because it's such an important thing. Obviously, we all want to grow our businesses, or if we're happy, we want to, you know, stay where we are maybe, but most of us want to grow and scale our businesses and move forward so we can have a bigger impact on people. And so we can have this ripple effect and have a positive outcome on people's lives and so forth, so that their businesses are viable. You know, that's what most of us want. So a lot of people will kind of dabble with Facebook ads. And I will say they're not dabbling. Go, you know, if you don't want to invest or not in the position to invest in someone like an ads manager to be able to help you learn how to do them properly. You know, there's courses. I have courses. There's other great courses out there. But it's, you have to learn how to do these things properly, because they will absolutely be a waste of your money. Then the energy around that becomes really negative. And then you feel like you're wasting money and you're never going to make money, or you know, you invest money into it and nothing's happened. So you haven't got any money back and da 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 da. And it becomes a really negative thing. And there's lots of negative kind of stories that get thrown around about Facebook ads. I think one person might have had a bad experience, and then that gets repeated. And then people get all these negative kind of theories about ads, and they're really scary and overwhelming. And when you go into how to manage it, absolutely, for the first time, it does look really overwhelming and really scary. There's a million different buttons. You don't need half of them to get started, but it does feel very, very scary and overwhelming. I completely understand that. And I tend to work with a lot of creative women that absolutely hate the tech. So they just go in, they just freeze because they're like, I don't know what to do. And that's where I find then I meet a lot of people. If they say, oh, they haven't worked for me, I've tried them. And when I say, well, what have you done? They normally say, oh, I've boosted a post for £50. I'm like, okay, what did you expect? Without being rude, you're not going to be able to boost a post for £50 and then expect overnight 5 grand's worth of sales. That's not how it works at all. And that goes back to a bit of an education piece around ads, in that they're not a magic wand. They are phenomenally powerful when used correctly, but you need to use them correctly. And that's the problem when people are trying to kind of just have a little play with them or dip their toe in without kind of going into it without learning correctly, is that yeah, they are then a waste of money because you need to test. You do need a bit of patience. Sometimes we can set ads up and they can go gold immediately. Beautiful. Doesn't always work like that. We have to have patience. We have to test what's working, what isn't, so we can get data back so that Facebook can use that data to optimize and get you even better results, And so it can be sometimes a frustrating process.
Yes. Now I have been on both ends of the scale here. So I'm not an ads specialist at all. It's not how I've grown my business. I've definitely had some interest in it, but I also believe, now correct me if I'm wrong here, but I do also believe you need to have a solid foundation before you start doing the ads.
Absolutely. If you don't have, follow up and things like that in place, you're leaving money on the table in a different way. Absolutely.
So in terms of this summit and talking about alchemizing your business finances, when it comes to ads, what advice or suggestions could you give the audience today to be able to just take away and implement something small just to get them started on making sure that they're not diving in with a failed product, failed service, or a failed platform and then going, yeah, I'm just going to go and buy it. Going to go and buy loads of leads off of Facebook for the advertising because it's not going to work for them. So, what would be a simpler process for them to be able to tap into Facebook ads, allow them to grow their business so they can alchemize their finances? Because we need leads and customers, otherwise, we don't have a business.
Yeah, exactly that. We need leads, we need sales, we need visibility, all the things. So, absolutely, Vicky, like you need that foundation in place. And I think that for business anyway. One of the first things we need to be concentrating, I believe, when we start a business is to grow a list. I'm not saying that necessarily is with ads, but you need to start kind of getting that element and start growing your list, growing your visibility. I think it's kind of like day one. I meet so many people that are a year or two down the line that, right, I need to concentrate. And I'm like, what have you been doing for 2 years? And they're like, I've been trying to do it organically. And I'm not saying ads replace organic. It's just another kind of strategy alongside organic. Absolutely keep the organic, your networking, whatever else you're doing for your visibility. But ads are just one different option for that can work, but really well. However, if you have a budget at the moment, a tiny budget, then you need to think about certain strategies you're doing with that budget, as opposed to some strategies you won't be able to do just yet, potentially, with a tiny, if you want to spend like £1 or two a day. It's just not going to work for certain objectives, if that makes sense, in terms of what you're trying to achieve from your ads. But there's still ways you can spend a very low ad spend and get yourself in front of people to be able to create a bit of visibility, a bit of brand awareness, get more eyes on you, if you like. So that's one thing to bear in mind. You don't have to have massive budgets. Even if you're not at the stage where you're looking to use ads right now, but you think it's something in your future business that you would like to explore, let's say, then there's certain things you can go away to do today that are quite tangible that are going to help you that process. So number one, you now need to have a business manager account set up really easily. Google business manager, Facebook, it'll take you straight to the right page and it'll talk you through setting that up. Business manager is a place where all your assets are contained and who you want to allow access to those assets. An asset is a Facebook page, Instagram account, your ad account, your pixel, which I'll talk to you in just a moment about. And all those assets will sit in this one little place, business manager. And then if you have a team, you can give certain assets access, certain team members access to those assets. God, that was a tongue twister. And then obviously you're going to have access to everything as well. So that's just like something, literally a 5, 10 minute job you can go and do in advance. Secondly, an absolute must, And I'm going to use the word pixel because most people have heard of the word pixel. It's actually been renamed a data set. So you're now going to find it under data set, even though it's still being called pixel on some parts of Facebook. But they basically mean, there's slight differences, but they basically mean the same thing. And all it is a little bit of code that we pop on the back end of anywhere we are sending traffic. So our websites, our landing pages, our thank you pages. It's quite easily set up these days. It's not as techy as it seems. It's not as scary as it seems. Pop that anywhere you're sending traffic. And there's a few different reasons for that. Number one, that pixel or data set is going to start collecting all that data. So all the people that are visiting your websites or landing pages or like your summit pages, Vicky, and things like that, going to be collecting all that data. So you get to know all that data's been held and in that pixel or that data set. Now, next step, if you like, when you want to start using ads, you can now use retargeting ads to put those ads in front of people that have visited your website, for instance. So you could say, all those lovely people that visited my summit pages, my landing pages, my website, I want to put an ad in front of them and say, hey, check out this ABC. You can also create what's called a lookalike audience. So you could say, I know all those people that visited my summit pages and my freebie pages. They're all perfect ideal clients. So I want more of those people. So you're taking that like maybe potentially smallish pool of people and you're asking Facebook to find you a shed loads more of those people that have got similar personality traits, etc. So that's clearly really powerful, creating you more audiences to be able to run ads to in the future. And also you need this pixel or data set to be able to track your actions. So it's another place people kind of fall down a little bit is that they set up ads, but they don't track actions. They don't know what's going on. So actually they have no idea what's kind of happening or how much it's costing a lead or anything. So that's really important as well. And that's something you can be do. You know, you can just pop on one of your tasks this week and it's quite tangible and you can start growing that data, if you like, and collecting that data on that pixel. So that's really important and very, very 100% like go and do it. And then the other thing that I would say is something which Vicky just alluded to was the follow-up. You know, if you're collecting, you're spending money on ads and you're collecting leads and then they get in your email system and you do nothing with them and you don't have a funnel follow-up and you don't have touch points or you're not providing value or having anything, again, you're just going to lose those leads and you've now spent money on those leads, not doing anything with them. So it's really important to have that nurture and keep giving value and touch points. I don't know if you've seen this, Vicky, but more and more like touch points needed and to grow even more than ever in business. So really, really important to have that follow up.
Yeah, I do think the digital marketing is becoming exceptionally overwhelming for everyone right now.
Yeah, so there's lots, isn't there? Lots to think about.
There is a lot to think about. I mean, I've been in marketing now since my first business launched and I decided to go all in with all the trainings that I could possibly take or bought. And yeah, just doing that from over the years and seeing the changes that have happened. And even I sometimes go, oh Jesus, I'm well overwhelmed here. Like, and then I have to walk away from it because we are in information overload. Mm-hmm. We are in tech. I want to call it tech hell, but it's not when it works well.
It's just those things where it doesn't. You're like,
You know, so I totally understand anyone that's listening in right now and you're feeling overwhelmed. I totally get it. So something that I've learned in the process is just to simplify each of the steps that you're going forward with.
Absolutely.
But if you are, so Katie, if someone's listening to this right now and thinking, okay, I like what she's sharing with me, I'd be keen to follow a step-by-step process or something that could help me in the here and now. If you have like a checklist or a PDF or something they could work through or even like a free mini training that's available?
Yeah, I've got a couple of different bits. Everything will be on the website or anywhere, something will be somewhere. But yeah, there's a couple of different freebies. I have actually a checklist of certain things. There are, you know, there's mini trainings and masterclasses and things like that as well.
Brilliant.
So yeah, you can find everything on the website, katiekellersocial.co.uk.
There you go. So we'll just repeat that because she said it a little bit fast.
I know. I do speak. It's Katie Clare. I will spell it for you as well because obviously my surname's a little bit.
All right, well, we'll do
the tongue twister. Oh, there we go. That's easier, Vicky.
We'll
that's much easier.
Show notes. But if you are just sitting on your phone, katiekellersocial.co.uk. .co.uk. There you go. Perfect. So, Katie, thank you so much for sharing that valuable content with us today because I think if you can work ads well, then they are going to be very, very fruitful. But please don't
Yes.
go out there, spend loads of money on Facebook ads,
Yep.
and then go, oh, but I didn't have this system in place, or I didn't have that set up first. Use Katie's skills, use her expertise to guide you, her knowledge. She hasn't just sat there and done it for the sake of doing it. She's done it to help you. So, Katie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Very welcome.
Listeners, audience, please go check out the show notes from this podcast and get yourself registered with Katie's Facebook ads. So that's one way you can alchemize your business finances, and keep going with the episodes because there's plenty more coming at you. And we'll see you soon.
Bye.